Brian got it wrong, yeah. Brian got it wrong, yeah. Brian got it wrong, yeah. Brian got it wrong again.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
They think it like keeps in a certain amount of chi, energy, testosterone, stuff like that. And I can understand why this gets in people's heads. I can understand why athletes gets in an athlete's head. Like boxers are notorious for going like, you know, a month before they have a big fight with no sex and they get all raged up and all that. But, you know, for guys, I know that sex is different and it's very physical and it's, you know, there's a lot of energy that comes with release. And, you know, you should see my stupid face when I make an orgasm. I look like a Muppet. I really do. I can't even imagine. I don't want to know. I've never videotaped myself because I don't
things
know.
I don't need to know.
That's right.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the temporary co-host of The Commercial Break, Tina. Best to you, Tina.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Tina joining us as it's menfo time here at The Commercial Break. We all get very excited. I don't get very excited that Chrissy's gone. I get very excited for Chrissy that she gets to go and have a vacation that I so desperately want. It's jealous. It's jealousy, not excitement. It's jealousy.
She gets the party and the time off.
She gets the party and the time off. She gets to stay at a nice hotel. She gets to run around with Jeff, meeting famous people and hanging out. Of course, I did. I met a few famous people while she wasn't here, too. I had the opportunity to talk to Sal Volcano.
What a great guy.
Yesterday, I will preview this because I would like to. Yesterday, I had an opportunity to talk to Larry the Cable Guy. And when I talked to Larry the Cable Guy, I didn't know what to expect. Like, I don't, you know, Larry the Cable Guy, I know him. Of course, we all know him. Blue collar comedy, the whole thing. But we also know him around here as the voice of Mater.
Tow Mater
from Cars. So I'll preview this because I won't be able to play it actually in the episode because it's got the names of my children and I don't prefer to give that out on air. But at the end of the conversation, before I'm trying to wrap it up, and he goes, wait, just one more thing. He goes, tell me the name of your kids. And so I give him the name of the kids because I told him how much they were fans of Cars. And he did a whole fucking bit as Mater on his microphone.
Absolute magic.
For my children.
That's so cool.
I am so filled with joy about this. You don't understand. Astrid must think I'm a total goober because I ran around the house all day yesterday texting family members like, I'm the dad of the year. Look at what happened. And all of a sudden, it's me. I did it. He took the time to do that for my children. And when I let them listen to it, I like got the car, like the Cars toys out. And I said, you know this one? And then I did it. And they were just like, oh. The real Mater? And
that
I'm like, the real Mater. What a dude. I mean, what a dude. So many people I have heard through the grapevine that he's a very nice guy. Could not have been more pleasant. And he just did that out of the kindness of his heart. I didn't even ask him to do that. So that interview coming up next week. We'll run that interview next week. So Chrissy can go ahead and meet Widespread Panic. Chrissy, go ahead and meet Widespread Panic.
You got voice memos from Mater.
I got voice memos from Mater. Mater. Nice guy. Anyway.
Love it.
So I am gleefully now through with the second episode of Seeking Sister Wives.
Oh, you're ahead of me.
I am ahead of you. Are you going to watch it?
I am.
Have you watched the other seasons?
I have.
Okay. So we know Garrick and his wife, I can't remember her name. What's her name? Garrick, don't pop quiz me. Garrick's the only one I remember because, quite frankly, anytime Garrick comes on screen, I can't get past Garrick to get to his wife because Garrick has got to be the dumbest motherfucker I have ever met in my entire life, and his wife might be number two. And I'd like to think that Garrick's wife is not kind of this, like, I don't know, Tina. Let me play the clip. And then you tell me. And by the way, this is probably one of the smarter things this guy has said in the six seasons of Seeking Sister Wives. And I'm about to play you something that is just as dumb. We will discuss it after this. Just as dumb as I can't believe he said this. Hold on. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's see here. Here we go.
Okay. Serious question that you and her.
Okay, wait. Now then, let me. I gotta make sure that we understand. Okay. Garrick and his wife, they have been seeking his sister wife for 5 years, six seasons. Every season, it's a new fucking girl.
Right.
Because none of it works out. They're always Brazilian. They always take his money and then don't show up to come live with them. Because let's face it, Garrick is a real fucking oddball. He's a kooky, like, I don't care about his religion, but the stuff that he believes because of his religion is insanity. He believes, because I heard it last season, he believes that when a man donates sperm to a woman inside her vagina via sex, that her DNA changes to reflect.
Oh, yes, I have heard this.
You've heard this?
Yes, he's not alone.
This cannot be true.
Unfortunately.
Is it true?
It's not true, but it is true that other people do believe this.
Okay, I'm just making sure that I'm not speaking completely out of turn here, because everything that I know from my little education that I've had tells me that there is no way that your DNA permanently changes because sperm is inside of you.
Nope.
Because if that's the case...
Mine would have changed.
Yes. Times. If that's the case, then I have changed a lot of women for the worse.
I mean, imagine what crimes we could get away with if our DNA changed every time we had a deposit.
Yes, every girl I've ever slept with could commit a crime and she'd have my DNA all up inside her, changing her forever. He said this on a nationally televised show.
It blows my mind.
He is the dumbest motherfucker on earth. He's got to be. He looks like the dumbest motherfucker on earth. Okay. So now they're on season number six. We've met a new wife, another fucking Brazilian, and they're bringing her back to the United States on the K-1 visa. They got approved. She's coming in. He's explaining how they went through the courting process via the internet and a couple of visits. So he's saying that, you know, I already went through, I talked to her. I asked her lots of questions.
Heartfelt, serious question that you and her, me and her. Especially because I knew she had a past and she had some men treat her really bad. And I mean, they found that after women, which I around five men, that they just can't like bond anymore.
What?
And after a woman has like five different partners, the chances of her bonding or even having a lasting relationship drops like
hold
crazy amount, like. Just percentage wise, like
what's the sperm?
It's just the sperm inside of her changes. Yeah.
Huh?
Huh? What?
What?
After five sperm injections, you can no longer bond with other humans. You've gone full reptilian.
How did I not know this?
I don't know.
Somebody should have warned me.
Why are we even friends, Tina?
Well, my DNA's changed multiple times at this point.
Can you even connect with me?
This you is turn bizarro.
Into, you turn into Rain Woman after the fifth?
Right?
Yeah.
Does he get abducted by aliens at night? Like, what? Where did this come from?
The look on his face, the normal resting look on Garrick's face tells me that there's something is not happening in his brain. Things aren't connecting. The synapses are broken somewhere. The dumb shit that Garrick absorbs in his mind. Which podcasts are you listening to?
His mother didn't love him enough.
And his wife sits there. She has a look on her face.
She looks dumbfounded.
She looks dumbfounded. But she never corrects him. Like, hey, Garrick, that's not true. No, she agrees with him.
Are they fundamentalists?
They're some kind of wackadoo religion. I'm sure of it. They live out in the mountains. You know, this whole thing. It's just unbelievable to me. What some people choose to believe, if you did any homework whatsoever, you would understand that the amount of sperm in your uterus has nothing to do with your ability to
be an emotionally
connected human being. That's not true.
It's too weird.
Remember that girl who just had sex with 100 guys in 24
hours? Right.
That poor girl, she's never going to bond with anybody again.
She's just going to ascend at some point.
She's going to walk the streets. Like a robot, just disconnected from humanity. What the
this
fuck is going
wild.
On?
This is wild.
And thank God TLC is here to document it all.
I need it. Yeah.
And
I mean,
let us know who exactly
I need this
to
type
stay
of distraction in my life.
I feel.
If somebody said that to my face. I don't know how the cameraman kept his composure
well,
while
he
filming
didn't.
The scene.
He said, what? That's yes. like the little. like they. They had the text on the bottom and it says producer. What? Exclamation point question mark.
Yes. I would not have been able to keep quiet either.
Oh my God. These people are insane.
I could barely keep quiet while you were playing the clip.
I know. It's when I watched it, I had to watch it again. I was actually just about to like take a little snick snack nap, you know?
Yeah.
And then I had it on in the background and my eyes just popped right open. And I was like, let me rewind that. Did I? Am I just dreaming that? He said that dumb shit. Last year, he said sperm changes your DNA. This year, he's on to five women,
sperm
five men.
Prevents you from connecting
emotionally
with other human beings.
Hey, listen. I mean,
it's
if
good
I didn't.
For your skin, great for your hair, bad for relationships.
That's. it's the only substance on Earth with negative calories, but it changes the way you think.
And your whole DNA strand.
Yeah,
apparently.
That's right. Hey, listen. Far be it from me to deny, you know, what...
I'm going to go homicidal and make sure I have sex first.
Peter, Luke, or Paul said in the 5th Corinthians or some shit like that.
Unbelievable.
I mean, let me... I'm just going to make sure here. Let me ask Chat TCB real quick. Hold on.
Oh, good old Chatty.
Hey, Chat! Exclamation point. I heard that a woman's DNA changes when a man... ejaculates inside of her, period. Could this possibly be true? Question mark. Nope.
Did Chatty say nope?
Chap said
yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Where this idea comes from? This idea comes from telogeny, an ancient belief that a woman's later children might inherit traits from previous partners. However, modern genetics, like since the 19th century, has proved this to be untrue. Rarely, cells from a fetus can remain in a mother's body for decades. That's real, but it comes from pregnancy, not intercourse.
Cells from a fetus.
Yes, from a fetus. That's different than from a man.
It's not, yeah.
Okay.
From sperm.
But the same person told me that after five sexual partners, a woman... can no longer bond with a man. ... Is that true? Question mark.
Nope.
This chat's going to start thinking I'm a real dipshit.
We don't want to know what my chat's going to start thinking.
This is another absolute myth. The idea that a certain number of sexual partners makes a woman not bond anymore is something you'll see in certain religious or red pill spaces, of course. Bonding is psychological, not biological. Oxytocin versus vasopressin, whatever that is. These hormones are released during sex and intimacy, and they help build closeness. But there's no counter in the body that runs. There's no counter. counter in the body that runs. Good for you,
Chad. Hang on, body. Yeah. This is number 10. We've got to.
Dink.
Are you sure?
Dink.
Yeah.
Dink.
Like rings on a tree.
That's right. Well, thank you for clarifying that. ... Just to be clear, I never believed that was true, period. I'm just entertaining myself. Because I don't want, you know, I've trained Chat to like me. Yeah. I appreciate you saying that. If you want, I can dig up the most outrageous fake science sex and relationship myths. Oh, yes,
yeah,
please.
Please do that.
Okay, let's do that.
I love that Chat's so helpful and offers
it
next
is.
Steps.
Well, it knows that I have a podcast. So, you know, it started giving me this like daily digest. Do you have Chat?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if because I pay for like the big version or whatever, the premium version. It started giving me this daily digest. And it's like, you know, hey, I looked at all of your bits from the commercial break and I have an idea on how you can put some of these together for a crab apple, you know, supercut. You want me to show you? And it's like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I do
cool.
want you
yeah.
to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was like, hey, I heard you interviewed. I know that you interviewed Margaret Cho. There's some interesting information coming out about her. You want an update? And so I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know?
Yeah, Chatty's my best.
Here's some of the myths. A woman absorbs – okay, we already talked about that one. Men think about sex every 7 seconds. Now, we've all heard this.
Yes.
It's likely you heard this from a science teacher giving you sex education. Yeah. But obviously that is untrue. And I know it just from being a man. I mean, there were certain periods of my life where I was oversexed for sure. I was thinking about it a lot, but it wasn't every 7 seconds. It was every 2 seconds. Guys are basically sex robots. That's the claim. But the truth is, studies show men do think about sex more than women, but not every 7 seconds, more like a few times a day. Here's another one. You can tell somebody's sexual activity by the size or shape of their genitalia. The claim is that vaginas get loose after they have more sex. The truth is, muscles stretch temporarily, but return to baseline. No permanent partner count signature. Can I see your partner count signature? Do you mind?
What's your counter at?
What's my counter? Yeah, no. Oh, okay.
I'm not asking.
No. Don't go there. Blue balls is a medical emergency. I always hated this because even amongst my friends group, I would call it out as a bullshit claim to urgently get off or have someone help them get off. And I understand that when you reach close to climax and you don't, there's some frustration and it can be physically uncomfortable for a few minutes. But
right.
Blue balls is not a thing. Your balls don't turn blue. The sperm doesn't go back in rotten. It's not like it came out, sat out. It's not like eggs.
Yeah.
It didn't sit out for 2 days and go back in. If it didn't come out, it didn't come out. It's okay. It's still there, right? It's uncomfortable, but it's harmless. Relief comes with time or with release. No testicles in history have exploded.
Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Chad. It's a great teenage excuse to pressure for sex or release.
Yep.
And I have always known this. And if you are a friend of mine and you have tried to use that whole fucking shit, then you know I have called it out for forever because I just think it's ridiculous. Sex before sports drains performance. Science shows that no consistent effect, though some athletes are shown to even perform better after sex because it reduces stress. These are old school coaches perpetuating this myth, essentially.
Yeah, they want you frustrated on the field.
They think it like keeps in a certain amount of chi, energy, testosterone, stuff like that. And I can understand why this gets in people's heads. I can understand why athletes gets in an athlete's head. Like boxers are notorious for going like, you know, a month before they have a big fight with no sex and they get all raged up and all that. But, you know, for guys, I know that sex is different and it's very physical and it's, you know, there's a lot of energy that comes with release. And, you know, you should see my stupid face when I make an orgasm. I look like a Muppet. I really do. I can't even imagine. I don't want to know. I've never videotaped myself because I don't want
things
know.
I don't need to know.
That's right. But I will share that energy can be mutated. It can be sent somewhere else. You can get over it.
I've never known anyone to be raged up from lack of sex.
No.
It's just ridiculous.
It's another excuse
for
whatever it is going on in your life that you cannot control or don't have, can't put
or
a cap
just for
on.
Permitting bad behavior.
Bad
from boys.
Behavior. That's right. And as men, we should call it out when it comes up, when you're in the locker room or, I mean, I haven't been in the locker room in 80 years. I don't know why. Yes. Seriously, me too. I don't want to show my ping pang. I'm old. My balls hang down to my knees. Who wants to see that? I think that as guys, as good men, right? As men, but as good men,
yes.
We should call that shit out when we hear it. We should say, that's just, not, you know, stop it. That's enough.
This is nonsense.
Yeah, you're upset because your feelings are hurt or something, and
right.
Now you got blue balls, and you got to go jizz all over everybody, or else you're going to die. Fuck you. Come on, get over it. Let's see. You can get pregnant from a toilet seat.
Oh, gosh. Not this crap. Tell me, a lot of these myths are just like not, they're just not out there anymore. I've heard this. They try to scare you.
They try and scare you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this comes
from some
sex education in a
Catholic
school.
Can't let the boys
in
the girls' room because they're going to jizz all over the seats.
Yeah,
and
by the way.
All the little girls are going to be pregnant. Like, what are you talking about?
Which guys are jizzing all over the seats? I mean, I'm sure it happens, but I don't want to think
room,
about it.
Where women are going to sit, no
yeah,
less.
Why are you guys going into the jizz room? Like, you know what I'm saying?
What?
The jizz room. Listen, settle down on this one too. We don't want to. The thing about myths and legends is they lead to worse behavior. They lead to fear.
The dumbing down.
Yeah, the dumbing down of America. I'd like to think that this isn't out there, but I almost am, you're almost guaranteed.
Well, if this guy's on TV right now in 2025 talking about you can't bond after five partners, then it's clearly rampant.
There are teenagers out there who are currently not sitting on toilet seats because they think there's a jizz box somewhere that's going to get them pregnant.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. This came from one woman who had an affair.
Yes.
And got pregnant.
I must have sat on the toilet seat.
I must have sat on the toilet seat. I slipped and fell on a jizz seat. I don't know.
Oh, it was yours,
and
honey.
The sperm jumped into my uterus. Those sperm. They're all over the place. Look at those little nasty things.
Just waiting.
Yeah. Bigger feet equal bigger penis. Shoe size predicts penis size is the claim. However, studies show that there is zero correlation. Big shoes equal big shoes. And there goes any game
there
I ever had.
There goes the tiny hands.
Yeah, I got big feet, so there goes any game. I think it's big hands, big penis. Isn't that it? Big hands, big penis?
Yeah.
I've always said.
Hands and feet. I think if you have big feet and small hands, that's even more awkward.
Yeah, that's weird. That's just weird. I can think of one national treasure that has small feet. I mean, big feet and small hands.
Are they big feet?
Oh, they're big ankles.
Yeah, cankles
don't
count.
They're big cankles. That's right. Speaking of cankles and our national treasure, man, do we have a lot to dig into. We have gone the extra mile. Tina went the extra mile.
Oh.
Watched Blame It on Rio, which we were talking about yesterday. And let it be her and not me. Thank God. It's good. I don't want to get called out on that.
But, I don't know why I started my day with it, but.
Tina and I want to be real sensitive around this topic too, but I think we can have a fun discussion without getting too crazy or gross. Yesterday, I interluded when we were breaking down that Zahn video that I had seen a reel about a movie called Blame It on Rio with Michael Caine, Michelle Johnson, and some other actors of the time. This is back in the early 80s, 1981.
Jeffrey Bologna.
Bologna.
Yeah, 1984 was the release date.
Okay. And it is a movie where two best friends go on holiday with their daughters that are supposedly 17 years old at the time. And they then spend the rest of the movie naked. And apparently the two girls who played the two teenagers were 17 at the time. Michael Caine was 52.
Gross.
Disgusting. He was 52 years old at the time. And then the plot of the movie is that Michael Caine sleeps with his best friend's daughter. He's in love with her. And he sleeps
with her. She's in love with him. But yes, he sleeps with her.
Yeah.
Many times.
And this movie, by the way, is on Amazon fucking Prime. Unbelievable.
I expected to have to pay $3.99. Nope. Just right there, ready to go.
Yeah. And
ad-free.
Maybe after the break, what I'll do is I'll pull up the Rotten Tomatoes comments, even though it's got a 7%. Did you read some of those comments?
No. Oh. I had enough. The movie was enough.
Yeah. I can only imagine. I simply Googled Blame It on Rio, and the images were like, there wasn't an image that didn't have nudity.
I just had to investigate her actual age, because Demi Moore plays her best friend, the other Jeffrey Bologna's daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Demi Moore is the other teenage girl.
And how old is she when the movie is made?
I did not look at her, because you only see her
topless. Okay.
Like once, and her hair covers
most of her boobs. Yeah.
All of it. You just see the under.
I don't even know what to think about this, but we'll get into it as gingerly as we can, because there is a long history of minors in these movies. Not recently, I don't think, but of minors in these movies. Blue Lagoon. I mean, we can just go back to all of it. And a lot of these movies still available.
You can just go watch
Go watch them today. And my question is not about art versus sexuality versus whatever.
No.
You know, Blue Lagoon is not an overly sexed movie, but a 14-year-old Brooke Shields is nude in the entire movie, as is her co-star, who I think was 17 at the time, too. So let's not let the boys go unnoticed, too. Well, we'll talk about Blame It on Rio just a little bit more after we take a break. It's Menfo week, just in case anybody's wondering why Tina's here and Chrissy's not. Don't think Chrissy went anywhere. She
just a Menfo.
Yeah, just a Menfo. And Chrissy and I didn't record enough episodes to get through the entire break. So we're Tina has graciously.
Substitute teaching.
Substitute teacher. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire commercial break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you could make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of the commercial break.
Okay, we're back and we're talking about a highly sensitive subject. So just know that we're not doing this with any joy in our hearts. It's just something that I think is interesting. So Blame It on Rio. We talk about this movie yesterday and then Tina finds it on Amazon Prime. And
I did.
And you watch the entire thing.
The whole thing.
Okay.
So I don't know how, but I did.
Give us the lowlights because I don't think there's any highlights.
Yeah,
give us the lowlights.
Two men going on vacation to Rio de Janeiro with their two daughters. One of them is going through a divorce. That would be...
Michael Caine?
No, the other one.
Okay.
Michael Caine is not going through a divorce. He's the one who has the affair with the 17-year-old.
Michelle Johnson.
Yes.
Is who played this young lady.
Beautiful young girl, but young girl.
17 years old.
Yep. Seducing.
17 in the movie, and, 17 in real life.
And her character is the aggressor.
Okay.
And that's very creepy.
Super creepy.
Because 17-year-old girls don't run around doing that. It's very unnatural.
I don't think 17-year-old girls pursue their best friend's father.
Not at 17, at least.
That's just...
And they run around topless on the beach with their daddies,
yes,
who they still call daddy.
Ay, 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 ay.
Yeah, I'm not going topless with my dad and my uncle.
No.
Not even at 45 years old. Like, it's just never going to happen.
Listen, I am friends with a bunch of hippy-dippy types, right? And nudity is the rue of the day. And when we've been to, like, parties in the woods and stuff,
yes,
there are daughters of men that are there that are nude. But I would say that they're, at least in my immediate circle, I wasn't super familiar with these human beings, and those girls were over 18 years old, if not over 21 years old, number one. Number two, there's like a modicum of respect about the fact,
right,
that these are the daughters of other people.
Correct.
In the crowd. I mean, everyone's a
you
daughter.
Behave accordingly.
But they're there.
Yes.
Their family is there. Be mindful,
right,
about this. It just seems like this is an ill-conceived movie from the beginning, even in 1984.
Oh, it fulfilled somebody's sick...
Yes. Now, listen to this.
I'm just not going to stop there.
On the reel, you saw the part that I saw. You saw a part that I saw, which was Michael Caine is in bed with Michelle Johnson, who is 17 years old at the time in real life and 17 years old in the movie. Michael Caine is 52 or whatever he is. And he says to her, I remember the first time I kissed you. It was your bottom.
When your mom was powdering your bottom.
When your mom was powdering
said,
your bottom.
I'm going to be the first man to kiss it. And he kissed her naked baby
ass.
Bottom.
And they keep that in the fucking movie.
It's still in the movie.
Is this just a reason for Michael Caine, the directors, the writers, the producers, to get on set with a bunch of young naked
mm-hmm.
girls?
I think so.
And get him in bed?
And it worked.
It worked.
I don't know how he took the role or how his agent let him take the role.
I have no idea. I mean, I know Michael Caine is, you know, like, I understand Michael Caine's career is not as illustrious as, you know, Anthony Hopkins or Harrison
sure.
Ford or whatever. But he has recently been in every one of those fucking Interstellar, you know, all those movies. Interstellar.
How is he still alive? Just doing some math in my head.
I don't know. Let's find out how old he is.
When does he turn 100? This year?
He must turn 100 this year. Michael Caine, age... Okay, he's 92. So that was 40 years ago. He was 52.
Yep.
He was 52 when that movie
Ew.
Came out. Ay, Dios mío. Ay, Dios mío.
And so they're definitely obsessed with the sexuality of this particular blonde girl. The dad exclaims that he does not have his daughter on the pill. Mm. Michael Caine is now worried that he's gotten the child pregnant. Yes, it's all in the it's in the movie.
No shit.
You didn't put your he talks about how they put Demi Moore's character. We put her on right away. Who talks about this openly like this? And then apparently the daughter had made some pact that she would call her dad before she had sex with a boy.
And she didn't call her dad before she had sex and with his best friend.
Michael Caine's like, but what if she was on the beach? And she's begging Michael Caine the whole time to tell dad about the affair. We're in love.
Shit.
Yes. Yes. The whole movie is so, it's just so bizarre.
It's given me chills.
I told you, I still feel weird from it.
I want to say, I am not a prude by any stretch of the imagination. I am no, like, daddy do-gooder.
No, me either.
But I have daughters. And they're, and I just, like, something, like, the protective nature in me comes out.
Yeah.
When I even hear the storyline, like, how I would murder my best friend is what I'm thinking. If he decided to have an affair with my daughter at any age, let alone underage. And here's a little factoid that Tina and I learned during the break. The other girl, the other child, is Demi Moore. And Demi Moore was 14 years old when she filmed this movie. 14 years old. And she is also topless in this movie. How is this even still on Prime?
I don't know. Why did I watch it?
There are parents that get arrested for putting pictures of their children in baths on Facebook.
Yes, right.
Amazon is just like...
Where was Demi's mom in all of this? Like, this is crazy.
I have no idea. Listen, this is just a long line in a history of women and men who have basically whored their children out to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything to protect them. On the opposite, they over-sexualize them. It happened famously with Brooke Shields is like the most famous example of this.
Yeah, that is.
As her mom just basically fed her to the wolves and did not care. She was also 14 years old when she started doing like hyper-sexual Calvin Klein ads. There's a movie out, a Lifetime documentary, I think, or an HBO documentary or something about Brooke Shields and that time period in her life when she was like famously 9 or 10 years old.
Was she topless in Guess ads when she was a minor too?
She was topless, yeah. Yes. She was topless when she was a minor, 14 years old. But go back even further, 9 or 10 years old, there was a famous photographer who took a bunch of nude photographs of her with makeup on and like in these... Yeah, I don't even think you can see the real photographs anymore. Obviously, I think they've been scrubbed online. But you can see ones with the blacked out version of it. And the amount of makeup that she has on in those... It's just disturbing. And her mom at the time defended it as
art.
Fine art, right? It's fine art. It's not fine art. It's the hypersexualization of children.
Of a child, yep.
And for money and fame and wealth and posterity, you know, and to get her daughter, like, I can understand you want your daughter to be rich and famous and all that good stuff, but at what expense?
At what cost? Yeah, it's insane.
What cost? Brooke Shields has now spent a lifetime trying to kind of scrub that part of her life from her mind and from everybody else's
mind.
And
she had no say in the matter.
None. At 9 or 10 years old, you don't have any
You're not
say
consenting
in that.
To anything,
if your mom says it's okay, you're doing it, right? That's just what you do. And so, and then that the movie Blue Lagoon, which we've all seen, it has run on fucking basic cable.
Yes.
It does every year somewhere on basic cable. That movie.
America loves that movie.
I just don't. No, I'm sorry. I don't like it.
Watch.
I have never liked it. It's hard to watch. Yeah. First of all, there's very little dialogue. It's kind of boring. Who cares? They're on an island, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. But I think we could have gotten the point with some clothing on, too. We could have gotten the point with a couple of palm leaves over the kids. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We didn't need to have full penis and bush.
Adam and Eve
kids.
It for crying out loud.
I know, for God's sakes. Okay, you ready? You want to hear some of the reviews? Rotten Tomatoes reviews?
Ever be.
Okay.
By the way, 7% on Rotten Tomatoes.
7%. At least the majority of people have their heads screwed on straight. Rotten Tomato reviews. I'm going to call these guys out by name. Michael L. says, I don't understand the negative reviews here. I've watched this movie since the 80s, and I've always enjoyed watching it. Sure, it's creepy, but it's not like it's a super forbidden topic. These kind of things happen all the time. Get your head out of your ass. Okay?
Michael L., where have you seen this happening?
Yeah, Michael L.,
where do you hang out?
Yeah, whose best friend's daughter are you sleeping with?
Thank you very much. I'm glad. I don't know who you are.
Someone find Michael L. and do a welfare check on him. Stephen R. is, these reviews remind me of how puritanical our society has become. To protect children from the auspices of grown-ass adults.
Like yourself, sir.
Like yourself, yes. Well, at least Haywood says, worst music I've ever heard in a movie.
It's absolutely pretty terrible. It's pretty terrible.
Of all the things he could say, too, he says, it's absolutely bizarre how the director feels the need to put a tropical bird in every scene in the movie. Is
also
that true?
Very strange, yes. Okay. And they're just sitting there. They're never really doing anything. It's awkward.
I want you to find Kirk on this one, guys. You ready? I have over 500 movies, and I bought this because I remember it playing on HBO exactly 40 years ago this week. Why did you put that on your
Creepo.
Calendar?
Why do you remember that?
Yes. Unless you're Rain Man, I'm really worried about
you. Or Michael Caine or Jeffrey Baloney.
Yeah, Jeffrey Baloney. By the way, this was just written a couple of days ago.
What?
And it says, it's the tail end of the early 80s, movie nudity, but the girls are all stunning. I think the problem people have with this is that the star is 17 years old. But she's perfect. Physically perfect. Why not? I am shocked at the low rating. I give it a 5 out of 5 on the creepy Gen X shameless man scale. Someone check on you, Kirk. Honestly, that's
Come
just
on.
Weird, dude. This movie is a hidden gem full of laughs. And given all of this stupid sensitivity around sexuality these days, some will find it a bit creepy, but everything is a fairy tale in this one, and the real world
is... A fairy tale. Okay, so, the guy's not divorced. The other daughter is now worried about all this whole situation because she's like, wait a minute, what's going on? So she calls.
Yes.
And the wife shows up in Rio. She's having an affair with... the father of the daughter that's sleeping with her husband.
No.
So now he has grounds now to say, get off your high horse. I may have slept your daughter, but you're fucking my wife.
How did this even pass? How did anyone ever decide to put money into this movie? It sounds like the worst script. It would be interesting if there were adults involved in it. Then you could maybe make it and add some comedy along the way. Right. Then it would be
interesting.
If these
were 30-year-old girls,
Yes. I have to be honest. The first 20 reviews are all from men who find this to be not problematic because the girls are beautiful. That's not the issue. And I understand. What is the difference between a 17 and an 18-year-old? I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Well,
I don't know.
She can go to jail now.
Yes.
But somebody should have gone to jail on her behalf.
That's correct.
For this.
The difference to me is just allowing children to be children and unmolested by a certain type of energy that you are permitting for as long as possible. And I'm not saying that should be until 25. I don't know the answers to all that. I don't have those answers. And of course, some kids are more mature than others. And of course, some kids are more physically mature than others. But there is a line in the sand. We have drawn it as a society.
For a reason. That's correct.
And for a reason, right? And I think we would be well suited to try our best to just let kids be kids to the last possible moment when we have
that's
to let
right.
them in on this shitty fucking situation that's going
correct.
On here. And that shitty situation is Michael Caine's wrinkly ass penis.
They're going to be sexualized soon enough. Let me not be part of that.
Yes, let me not be part of it. Well, now you've done it. You've streamed it. Now Michael Caine's getting a check in the mail.
Ew.
0.7 cents. Tina.
I hope that when he dies, Michelle Johnson gets all of his royalties.
Well, I hope Michelle Johnson is getting royalties. You know, that's the other thing.
Right.
Back in the 80s, kids were treated so miserably in the industry. They probably
her
still
mom
are
got
today.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, ugh. Her mom got them and probably ugh. Gave her nothing. There was like that child labor law came into be, I think, in the 90s or something like that.
That's right.
I don't know. We'll ask Corey Feldman next time
when
we see him.
He comes on.
Changing subjects altogether, Corey Feldman is an absolute lunatic that I am so obsessed with.
I love that
with.
You follow him because I don't, so I get updates whenever you...
He has put out some new video, the AI video. He's putting out new music.
More music?
Yeah, like I think I just can't understand whether or not this is a Kaufman situation, or are we watching the world's biggest bonehead run around thinking he knows more than we do? Like, is he really in belief of his own talents?
Or is he punking everybody?
Or is it a little mix of both? Like, he believes in his own talents, but he understands people, you know, are...
He gets that he's the joke. I hope it's a little of both.
I hope so, too, for Corey Feldman's own sanity's sake. But I bring up child acting to say that, you know, Corey has notoriously been outspoken about abuse of minors inside of the Hollywood industry. He's called a lot of people out by name. He's called a lot of people out on behalf of his former best friend, Corey Haim. One of those people was Charlie Sheen. He said that Charlie had, you know, assaulted Corey Haim, that Corey Haim had told him that. But I found an interesting reel, and I'd like your thoughts on it. Well, maybe we'll take a break and we'll get the thoughts on the in the background. There is a growing contingent of people who believe that Michael Jackson may have been wrongly accused the entire time of indecent situations with children. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much I believe that. I think there's a, like, kind of a mountain of evidence that Michael Jackson was a little weird with kids. But there are some people out there who are getting a little louder about their defense of him. And one of the things that they are using, one of the kind of hooks they're putting in the mountain to pull themselves up and talk about this, is that Corey Feldman and now I can't remember his name, the kid from Home Alone,
Macaulay Culkin. Yep.
Have both vehemently defended Michael Jackson, denied that he ever did anything wrong with children, and both of them have also been loudly outspoken about other predators inside
the industry.
So they're like, why just defend Michael Jackson? Wouldn't, you know, if you're going to let the cat out of the bag, say it all. Now, they could just be doing that because they love Michael Jackson. They don't want it to be true. They weren't the victims. They weren't the targets. Yeah. They weren't the victims, but other people were. But, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting conversation to have. Listen, Michael Jackson was a weird motherfucker.
Agreed.
Weird motherfucker.
He had a very weird upbringing as well. So, you know, that just, the industry just creates weirdos.
I agree.
Especially the earlier you get into it, the more likely you are to become a weirdo.
He had a crazy fucking father.
Crazy.
Who beat the shit out of all of them.
Massively abusive.
Massively abusive. Addict. Terrible human being. Just well known to be a terrible human being.
Yeah, pimping his kids out.
Just like, you know, Brooke Shields' mom.
Yep.
And then Michael, one of the youngest of the brood.
The youngest.
Oh, he's youngest? He is the baby. Janet was the youngest.
Oh, of the boys.
Of the boys. Yes. Youngest of the boys. And then the boys were also abusive too. And they were, you know, having sex with women, like in the same bed where Michael was, just like a weird upbringing. And I think he encased himself in this childlike personality.
He never got to have one.
Yeah. He was having it later in life.
Yes. And I think in my heart, that's all I'm comfortable believing about him.
Okay. All right. You know, fair enough. Yeah.
He was just a weirdo. It didn't make him nefarious.
He was a weirdo, and for some of my childhood, Michael Jackson was my introduction to pop music.
Oh yeah, me too, for sure.
And probably my first musical obsession, Michael Jackson, right? Now, it didn't last for very long. That period didn't last for very long. But when those albums came out, Thriller.
Oh, they were so good.
You can't deny Billie Jean, all that stuff. You can't deny the power of that music and how good that fucking shit was.
I loved even the later stuff when he was married to Lisa Marie, Man in the Mirror, all that.
Man in the Mirror was a beautiful song.
Yeah. Big fan.
Listen,
so,
me
yes.
too. But like a lot of people, and I still listen to his music. My kids are listening to his music now. And I don't know what to say. How do you separate the art from the man? I don't know. I don't know that you can sometimes. And I don't have all the answers. But man, I'll tell you what. Later on in life, because I, you know, was an adult in the 2000s when all of that drama was going on with him, I just started to think, well, there's too much smoke.
I know. I never watched the documentary.
Yeah, I don't. You shouldn't watch the documentary if you want to believe.
I just need to go on like this.
Astrid and I watched it together, and I think we were both thoroughly convinced when it was done. We were like, "Yeah, kind of fucking weird." Yeah, that's kind of fucking weird. It was kind of fucking weird with children. That's the thing. But then it's an interesting point to make that Corey Feldman, one of the most outspoken guys about sexual abuse inside of Hollywood. He took it to the police multiple times. He's been on every talk show you could ever imagine to discuss it.
Wrote the book,
Wrote the book, did the whole thing, was involved in a documentary that hasn't seen the light of day, but he says
he
it
He helped
will.
With the Weinstein charges too, right?
I think he had something to do with something. Yeah, he has been there the entire time through the Me Too movement, all of it. He has been there, and he has tried to protect other people. And then just to protect one person, Michael Jackson, could
yeah.
be. Could
You're
be.
Right. It is strange.
It is strange. But Macaulay Culkin is the same way, too. He has also been, I don't say he's been as outspoken, but he has talked about abuse inside of Hollywood.
And he was over there all the time.
Yeah.
He hung out at Neverland Ranch a lot, to my understanding.
He was in videos.
Yeah.
He was in videos. That black and white. You know,
what a good one. Yeah.
That was a good one.
Another good one.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll talk more about it after the break. Let's, we're running long now, Tina. Now we're chatting too much on the commercial break. Look at me. I got to pay some bills. I keep these lights on for the next episode. All right. We'll be back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Okay. All right. So we're back. We're talking about Michael Jackson. Some people online are becoming louder and louder in their defense of Michael Jackson. There's always been defenders of Michael Jackson.
Sure.
A lot of people don't believe that he ever did anything wrong with these children. And in case you weren't alive or you're just not kept up to date on the whole situation, Michael was accused by a number of different children in famous lawsuits. He was arrested at one point. I believe he was arrested. Mm-hmm. He was taken to trial. He's never found guilty, but he died, I think, before some of these charges could be brought against him. But he was accused of molesting children while they were over at Neverland Ranch. Now, Astrid and I asked ourselves this question when we saw this movie. One of these children was just allowed to stay with Michael Jackson in his bedroom for like nights on end.
Yeah, this is a parent problem.
This is a parent problem. I don't even let my children do sleepovers, and I'm not sure I ever will, because you just can't control what happens in other people's houses. And Michael Jackson, I don't care if you trusted Michael Jackson to the ex. To you, like, this dude would never, like, he was your brother. Michael Jackson is a circus, and he travels in a constant circus of people and places and things. And that Neverland Ranch was a fucking theme park.
And I'm not letting my child spend the night with a strange man. Period.
In his bed?
Period.
No.
Ever.
No. So you're setting yourself up. Michael was setting himself up from the beginning to have problems. So any way you look at it, the optics were not good ever, because Michael admitted, he famously went on, you know, did that interview with that fucking Bashir, whatever his name was. He did that long interview, that long ABC interview, where he famously was nervous, and he admitted he didn't come across great. It didn't sound like he was telling the truth. And he said
he was a very shy person, believe it or not, but he was a very shy person. So
I would be too if I didn't have a nose. You know what I'm saying? He was like always holding his hand up near his nose.
I didn't do it. I didn't touch those kids. That's ridiculous.
That's pretty good.
That's ridiculous. These are lies. All of these are lies. These children, this is so innocent. I love children and their little bottoms. I love when they run around with their little...
Now.
Hey, sorry. Sorry.
I'm just shy.
What you say? I can't hear you. I don't have ears. They burned off in the Pepsi commercial, Bashir. You're ugly. That's ugly.
He would say that and be like...
That's ugliness. I don't have any ugliness.
Yes.
Look at my nose. I don't have any ugliness. Can I have my nose
the
back?
Poor guy.
He had no nose.
I know.
And he was hopped up on all those pain meds.
His skin was weird, and
Listen, I have seen it in my own personal life. Sometimes people get addicted to the plastic surgery because they get addicted to the medications and they have to. It's like right. a big vicious circle. And that plastic surgeon just tore that guy apart. I mean, he really did. Michael didn't have a nose. He did not. You can see pictures where it's just like the two the two holes in his nose.
He looked like a skeletal remain.
Yeah, he did. He really did. And so in any case, Michael and the optics was not good. He decided to do that interview. It got worse. And then the lawsuits came and then the criminal charges came. But I don't think he was ever found guilty of anything.
Right. It's still a question mark.
Okay. So now there's this growing contingent of people. So for a long time now, Michael's reputation has really been in the shitter. Now he's dead. He can't even defend himself anymore. But there's a growing contingent of people who claim that Michael never did anything with children. And how do they know that? I don't know. They're defending him for one reason or another. Here is Corey Feldman. I think this is maybe like 7 years ago. He's with Matt Lauer.
My name's Matt. We believe that children are being abused by pedophiles in Hollywood.
Absolutely.
So why are you sitting down talking to me? Why aren't you sitting down with the police right now?
I've told the police. I sat there and I gave them the names. But they were scanning Michael Jackson. All they cared about was trying to find something on Michael Jackson.
Who you said, by the way, did not.
But Michael was innocent.
You've said you've had death threats. Another reason, I think, to go to police. That's a crime, to threaten someone's life.
I've gone to the police with that as well.
What would be wrong with going to the police now again?
There's a statute of limitations, Matt, in the state of California, which protects people. It's not that way in New York. It's that way only where the movie industry is, conveniently enough, in California. So if I were to go to the police, I would be the one who's getting sued.
Okay, so... this is just one of the many hundreds of times that Corey has been out there loud and proud saying Michael did nothing. And when I took this other stuff to the police, the statute of limitations had run out and all they wanted to hear about was Michael Jackson. They didn't care about anything else I was saying. They just wanted Michael, Michael, Michael. So now other people are saying they were just out to get him.
Yeah.
Right. For what reason? I don't know. I mean, you know, when you travel in circles with very rich, very powerful people. This is not conspiratorial thinking. This is just me being real pragmatic. When you travel in those circles, you're going to have to, and you interact with those people, you're going to have to watch your back a little bit because you may get involved in something, you may see something, you may hear something, you may say something that rubs people the wrong way, and people who have the ability to take action and make sure that you behave in the way they want you to behave. And I think the bigger that you get, the larger the target on your back. We all know that to be a fact. And this is just the way that it is. Maybe Michael knew something, said something, had something, did something.
Maybe, yes.
Maybe people wanted his catalog. Maybe other people wanted to sue him to get at his money. Though I hear he was also always very generous with his money. They probably could have just asked. I don't know. But, you know, when you got billions of dollars worth of royalties. But the thing was, is that Michael was kind of broke. Michael didn't have any money.
Neverland went bankrupt, I believe.
It did. It got foreclosed on multiple times, I believe. So this leads to an interesting another conversation that I'm going to share here on the commercial break. And I'm going to try and take the politics completely out of it. I'm not going to speculate or make conjecture. I'm just going to share a story. This may get banned. They may take this off the streaming services or YouTube. I don't know. A couple of days ago, let me start at the beginning. There was a special election, I believe, in New Jersey because a Republican House member left.
Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. I'm sorry. Yep. And a Democrat was voted in.
Correct.
It is incumbent upon the Speaker of the House to swear that person in a special session.
Mm-hmm.
But the speaker largely has control of when that special session happens.
Largely.
Largely.
It's been delayed, I think, twice now.
Okay. When the shoe was on the other foot and there was a special election where a Republican won, Mike Johnson took heed to do instantaneously.
Post-haste,
right? So there's a lot of whining and complaining on the Democrat side because this woman who has been elected, this Democrat, represents maybe the vote that will allow the Epstein files to get released. So there is a lot at stake with just this poor woman's special election. This
poor lady.
Yeah. And she's already said she's going to vote to allow the Epstein file. She's going to vote with the Democrats and some Republicans to allow the Epstein files to be released without getting into that whole fucking quagmire. There are some people on the left who are really upset that Mike Johnson keeps delaying this. And so the other day, you may have seen that a young man, who I'm not going to name here, he put out a reel, a video on TikTok first, then it went to Instagram, where he claimed that he had a Grindr profile of Mike Johnson and the IP address to prove that it was Mike Johnson using that account. And he said, swear her in by Wednesday, which is today as we're recording.
Today.
Or I release the files. I release the information I have. I'm not fucking around. I'm not above it. I don't care. Fuck you, essentially. Yes. And he said that, right? Then that reel, that guy had about 40,000 followers.
Yeah, not a real big account.
Not huge, but he was largely doing political commentary, right? And it's clear that he leans very far to the left. Then that particular reel, that video, then got amplified hundreds of times by accounts much, much bigger than his. Some of the biggest accounts in liberal social media and even some right-wing social media accounts propagated that particular, that first reel where he said this, where he made those, he threatened, you do this or I do that.
Yep.
That's what he said, right? Quid pro quo. Either you get it done, I keep it safe and sound. You don't do it, I'm releasing the hounds. This morning, this young man came out with a reel, which I'm not going to play here because I believe that might get banned. That might be what gets me banned.
Visibly shaken.
Visibly shaken. So everyone's waiting till Wednesday. A lot of people were like, release it anyway. Who fucking cares?
Oh, I was looking at his page while I was watching that stupid movie.
Everybody's waiting for this kid to act, right? This guy probably looks like he's in his 30s. Today he puts out a reel, very visibly shaken. This is also being amplified by some of these same accounts because everyone now is waiting for the follow-up. What are you going to do? What's your next move? Where he explains that he has talked to some attorneys. He's gotten some legal representation and some new, and he's consulted with some investigative journalists and some respected news organizations. And he has handed over the materials that he has to multiple different outlets and sources. It is no longer just him who has this information. By the way, these rumors have been going around since March. I did a little investigating myself. He's not the first one to say this. He is not the first one to claim that Mike Johnson has a Grindr account. And if he does, who fucking cares?
Well,
I think
the really right leaning, especially the fundamentalists, will care.
They will care. But I don't care.
I don't care.
The thing is, you can't then go like, you know, stomping and tramping all over people's rights and you're part of the group.
Right.
Like it just doesn't make
needing
sense.
Needing protection.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a lot of self-hating going on if that's true. Right. And I don't know that it's true. It very well could just be a ruse. This guy could just be talking fucking shit. Who knows?
Who knows?
So he puts out this reel and then he says, I've been moved. I'm somewhere safe. I am not a harm to myself. I will not do harm to others. If that happens, it's not me. Right? I'm not the one.
Yeah.
He's shaken. And he explains that this got out of control and I'm in a world of shit, but I'm standing my ground. I'm not backing down. So what does that mean? I don't know. I assume what that means is he's handed over the materials for review by people who can actually
vet it. Yeah.
It's not just a dude on Instagram. Now it's, I don't know. I'm just making conjecture here. 60 Minutes, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. Somebody who's got the bona fides to say, we did the homework. We double-checked and triple-checked.
This is legit.
This is legit. And our legal team has said, we have the right to publish this. So will it come out? I don't know. It might be bullshit, and they might call bullshit on it. Or he just could be wrong. Like,
is the story going to come out tomorrow if the swearing in, I assume, isn't going to happen during a government shutdown.
Nope. There's no swearing in going to go on during a government shutdown. How convenient.
Isn't it?
Yeah, how convenient. This is just like these games that the – but I will share that this goes along with what I was saying about Michael Jackson and why anyone would target Michael Jackson. Because when you mess with the bull, you get the horns. And he got the horns, or he's getting the horns. There have been multiple people who have reported – on this guy, who know this guy, who are close to this guy, that he's now being followed by unmarked vehicles and people. Of course he is.
What did you think was going to happen?
What did you think was going to happen? Normal citizens who have done nothing wrong, people who are here legally doing nothing wrong, are being followed by the military.
Right.
By blacked out vehicles and guys with masks and guns and, you know, no badges and no identifying information.
To the point that I don't trust blacked out vehicles anymore.
No. I saw, me personally, in my own neighborhood, I saw it. I saw a police officer, a marked police officer, talking to a guy in a truck with blacked out tinted windows. Mm-hmm. And on the back, it said, a dealership vehicle without the name of the dealership. And then inside of the car were two guys in full regalia. Full regalia.
No way.
And they were talking to the police officer in a parking lot. Mm-mm. It looked like a normal car. Except the blacked out windows.
The tint is so dark you can't even make out silhouettes inside.
That's it. It's scary, scary shit. Yep. Because
and even Homeland Security, it's marked. You can see Homeland Security on the car. It's usually just like a flat black on a shiny paint job.
Yes.
But these don't have any markings at all.
No, there's no markings. In a lot of cases, they're not even
government tags.
They're
nothing.
Like minivans.
It's creepy.
It's creepy. It's weird. And it's in our neighborhood. It's here.
In the city.
Right next to me. It makes it, I know it's going on because I watch the fucking news and I see on social media. But listen, we can have the debate all day long about whether or not someone has broken the law by crossing an imaginary line in the sand. We can have that debate. But they deserve their due in court, their day in court. And they also deserve to be respected in the process.
Basic dignity.
Basic dignity. And
they're not asking who they voted for, by the way.
Yeah. No. No.
It's not about that.
It's not about that. That's right. So this guy is about to find out what life is like in 2025 under
this new
particular
America. Yeah.
In this America. Because it's a whole different ballgame than it was even just 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different ballgame. I'm not saying this hasn't been going on for ever and ever. People in places.
It's out in front now.
It's out in the open. It's out in the open and it is amplified.
It's crazy.
It is.
I'm worried for this guy.
I'm worried for him too. I don't know if I agree with what he's doing or not. I'm just neither here nor there. I'm just a witness to what's going on. I'm not saying yay, nay, he should be, he shouldn't be, any of that stuff. And by the way, I just don't give a shit whether or not someone is gay. I just don't give a shit. But I will share with you right now that I have real concerns for this guy's safety.
Especially seeing the initial post and then seeing today's update. Yeah.
If he's doing this as a joke, This is the worst prank. He should. Yeah. Someone has it. My assumption is, and I told this to Tina, my assumption is a lot of powerful people amplified this. People who have millions of followers, people who get hundreds of millions of views. And they probably have very powerful people that watch them, follow them. My assumption is that someone in that audience said, you better get a hold of this guy real quick before someone else does.
Yeah.
He needs to be in a safe place. He needs to let this material go to a number of different other safe places. And he needs legal help. He needs lawyers all around him.
And somebody get him a vest.
Yeah. Someone get him a vest. That's right. Let's not even get into that one. Let's not get into recent conspiracy theories because Brian's on to one. I'm not a conspiracist.
One made in America.
One made in America. That's right. No Israeli vests. Please keep those away. All right. Okay.
Ooh, that was a roller coaster.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm fun. This is fun. I like this. I'm into it. Every once in a while, you got to throw in a more serious episode so everyone knows we're on top of things. We go from PUAs to...
Hey, it's the commercial break. Yeah.
It's a commercial break. What else did you expect from this Looney Tune podcast? And by the way, I have no dog in this fight, Mike Johnson, so stay away. Stay away from me. I don't give a shit. Just reporting the facts. Yeah, just reporting what I'm observing. Yeah. And I imagine millions and millions of other people also. If the popularity of those reels are any indication, maybe 100 million Americans have seen that particular reel.
It made it to me, and I don't even have TikTok, so.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Chrissy's out of town. She'll be back in a couple of weeks. I hope she's having fun. I hope you have a wonderful time in Menfo. Tickets are still available because it starts tomorrow, as you're listening to this, Friday, October 3rd. So go to memphofest.com. That's memphofest.com. Get your tickets. Go say hi to Chrissy if you can manage to pin her down for more than 2 seconds. Say hi. Tell her you love her. Give her a big hug. You can also get a hold of us here in the studio, 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We were out last week, so I'm still catching up. So give me a minute, and I'll get back to you, I promise. Add the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and you can go to the website, tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video, right there from one location. You can also get your free TCB sticker. If you go to the website, you go to the drop-down menu on the Contact Us button. It says, I want my free sticker. Give us your physical address. We'll send you one. No muss, no fuss. It takes a couple weeks to get there, so be patient. Also, I hear everyone's getting their merch. Did you get your merch?
I did. I got one of them.
You got one piece of merch. Mm-hmm. Okay. Merch is rolling out the door. We're getting text messages and pictures and stuff like that. So if you ordered merch, expect it shortly. I promise it's coming. Also, one more thing. Watch this video and all the other ones at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak if the man allows this episode to go out the door.
Now I'm curious.
Yeah, now I am too. We'll see. Okay. All right, Tina. That's all I can do for now. I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Tina and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Boom!